Money talks. Money talks.
Money talks.
Money, 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 money.
Money talks.
We're back.
All right, quickly.
I thought I would play that for you, Gene.
It's my type of music, you know.
So what sector would you be buying today?
I think I would be probably buying necessities. And that would what we call
staples.
Yeah, consumer staples. That would be an area I would be going into. I think that, and I haven't priced them. Okay, I'm just talking about, is probably the cheap eat-out places, not McDonald's. What's cheaper than McDonald's?
Mm. Waffle House, they don't trade, though, I don't think.
No, they don't trade. But I'm
like
saying
Taco Bell?
It's about the same.
Oh, man. I remember that one experience. I don't even want to go back to down at Cape Canaveral in the middle of the night. It was the only place open. And he bought 100.
Who was right, though?
Well, you were right. Thank he bought 100 of these little, what do they call them? They weren't tacos. They were
chicken soft tacos.
Yeah, chicken soft tacos.
And they bought some other garbage.
I bought some other stuff. I couldn't eat what I had, and I was starved. Yeah. But I ate those tacos.
But I sell him my 99-cent tacos for $2 a pop, baby. Yeah. Annualize that return.
I'd be looking in that area, and I think I would be avoiding utilities, something to avoid, utilities.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because interest rates are going to rise, and it's going to kill them.
And because interest rates are going to rise, I would take
Have we been saying that for five years?
Yeah, we have. I'd take a flyer on financials right
5 years.
Not pounding the table, but I
would
think
you?
That, yeah, you really can't have a longer-term recovery in the economy without the banking sector doing well. They've been through a lot of write-downs. I mean, look at Bank of America. They're nearing $100 billion in fines.
The problem with that, Teddy, is that there are so many more restrictions coming on them. And that really hamstrings them.
Does that change with the new administration?
I think that the financials are going to be impacted by regulation for a number of years to come.
For a long time.
Yeah. I really do. We almost went under, really serious. You know, it's how bad it was, and it was because these guys were doing terrible things with other people's money.
Yeah.
And I think that if they can't control themselves and they've proven that they can't, you got to put the correct amount of regulations. There are institutions around who are designed for high risk. Let them make high risk loans. Let them do it. Not the banks that are insured, period. And so anybody out there who is insured is going to be subject to a significant amount of regulation.
But, you know, the banks aren't all – I mean, financials isn't all banks.
That's true.
Some other financial services companies.
Okay, so there. I mean, yeah, you might want to go, I don't know, but you might go to you know, T. Rowe Price and people who manage money, that kind of stuff. That might be places to go. But I think, again, is that consumer staples and all, here's, I think, the first step is unlevered companies, companies that don't use much debt, okay, or if they use debt, are so big and strong financially, they can get it at the lowest possible rates. This speaks again against small companies. When things are going great and things are going rosy, everybody can get money. Okay, when things get tight, the marginal people fall off into the smaller companies. So I would avoid high debt companies.
What about industrials?
I like industrials, and I would want to have big industrials. I'd like to have a Caterpillar. I want to have big, huge companies that do business all over the world.
Low cost of capital.
And a low cost of capital. Thank you very much. That's what you want to get. I think telecommunications is a bad place to be. I mean, the costs are getting driven down to...
Discretionaries have gotten hit so bad that they may be an interesting play at some point once the consumer stabilizes.
Well, they're obviously the lowest performer around, but... And the ones that are successful are the ones who capitalize on the high-income people. The people who, you know, the Kohl's and the Penny's and those kind of places are not doing well.
No, they're not.
And it's a tough, but retail's a tough business to be in anyhow. And so I'd have attempt to avoid them. And you saw what happened to Coach.
Yeah.
And that's because it wasn't high enough expense.
Yeah.
Okay? So, yeah. Like, so that's why that's why.
What do you mean it wasn't a high enough expense?
It was a company that was a fashion statement to have a Coach bag.
Yeah,
of course. You want a Coors, you know, or you want a Vuitton or whatever.
Steel toes.
Yeah.
In the rear.
But that's going to go the way of the.
Yeah, there'll be another fad. Listen, we can't pick fashion. Teddy and I beat around the table for a ton of times, and we end up buying, what was that, knit?
St. John's
because knit. It's been around forever. Every rich
Jones
woman wants
apparel.
To have a St. John's knit. You got to have it. We bought it, and what happened?
Boom.
People quit wearing St. John's knit. If I bought a T-shirt company, no one in America would wear a T-shirt.
So you're a negative leading indicator when it comes to fashion. You're still wearing those Crocs.
I'm wearing Crocs. I got Crocs on there, but I wouldn't buy the stock, but I'd buy the shoe. These are my sandals, or whatever you want to call it, or, you know, or wear them. Yeah, when you get old, you got to have comfy shoes, guys. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What's next?
Well, why don't we take a quick break?
And we'll come back and answer some questions?
We will.
I'm all in favor of that.
And if they have questions, 770-429-9166. You can email us at drgene@hensler.com.
Tweet us, Twitter us,
that's just
Facebook
one thing.
Us.
It's just one thing.
Oh.
It's not two things.
Oh.
It's just one thing.
Oh. Then tweet us.
Yes.
If you will.
And when we come back, Dr. Gene will be holding technology class. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.